The Mummenkin, Case 11. Joshu, or Chouchu, went to a hermit's and said, "Anything here? Anything here?" The hermit lifted up his fist. Joshu said, "The water is too shallow to anchor here," and went away. He went to another hermit's and said, "Anything here? Anything here?" The hermit lifted up his fist. Joshu said, "Freely you give, freely you take away. Freely you bestow life, freely you destroy," and made a profound vow. The commentary, "anything here" means, in the vulgar sense, "what's the latest?" or "what's up?" It can also mean, "Have you any Zen?" or "Have you anything you shouldn't have?" Or perhaps from a fundamentalist Christian perspective, it might be, "Are you saved?" The question has a special name. It's usually called testing. Master question. There are other questions such as bringing up one's own interpretation or explanation before the master and asking about the first principle in the effort to gain enlightenment. Holding up the fist is like Goethe's finger. Even the fascist salute. It's Freudian. Sexually symbolic, like everything else in the world. But the question remains, how is it done? What is the water that it is too shallow? Too little water means too much earth and rocks. That is too much, Mr. Hermit. The second hermit asked the same question, does the same thing. The case, as it ends, is not particularly healing, even from the point of view of good manners. And anyway, comparisons are odious. Both stuck up their fist. Why was the one accepted and the other rejected? If in regard to this, you can speak a word of understanding, then you realize that Joshu's tongue has no bone in it. Now he raises up, now he dashes down in perfect freedom. But though this is so, remember that the two hermits also saw through Joshu. Further, if you imagine that there's a comparison of superiority and inferiority to be made in regard to the two hermits, you have not an opened eye. Neither have you an open eye if you suppose there is no difference of superiority and inferiority between the two hermits. The case lies firmly in your lap. His eye is a shooting star. The movements of his soul are like lightning. He is a death dealer, a life-giving sword. Here we have an expression, a particularly Zen expression of perfect, total freedom. Freedom from preconceptions, freedom from mere intellectual speculation. World of difference. Any commentary?
Heavy stuff.
Heavy? Today, in the Zendo, we are burning Jinko incense. And this particular incense is extremely rare and has been considered a treasure for thousands of years. In the Islamic tradition, it is known as Oud. In the Japanese Zen tradition, it is known as Jinko. In the botanical codification, it is the diseased portion of the tree Aquilaria agalaca, which has fallen in the marshy forest and remained buried for a period of time. And these trees, most of the world's supply of Jinko at this point comes from Indonesia, although they are rapidly destroying the forests of Indonesia at a really incredibly alarming rate. Indonesia is covered in hardwood, and it's remarkable. If you walk, I went for a walk one day in Jakarta, and I came across some construction workers that were putting in footings for some sidewalks in a wealthy neighborhood. Much of the city is more or less hovels, very small, closely packed habitations, but there are areas where there are wealthy walled-in enclaves where people live behind sort of like gated estates. And they have sidewalks in those neighborhoods. And I'm walking along and I see these guys putting down forms to pour concrete for the sidewalks. And I looked at some of the wood and I realized, my God, this is furniture-grade hardwood that in the United States would be considered for building, you know, fine furniture. Over there, they don't have any softwoods, so all that they have is hardwood.
It's really fascinating to see this being used in that manner. And another amazing thing was to watch them doing construction I believe at the time they were building the Jakarta Hilton. And they had the building going up, and the scaffolding surrounding the building consisted of lashed bamboo going up some 10 or 12 stories when I was there. It's kind of frightening to see these construction workers scrambling up this bamboo scaffolding. Very, very strong. In any event, the Jinko that we burn today came from Indonesia prior to the United States incursion into Vietnam. Vietnam was also a prime source of Jinko, but thanks to the United States Air Force and Agent Orange, the Jinko production for the next 1,000 years has probably been severely curtailed. So this incense, which Suzuki Roshi described at one point as the veritable stink of Zen, and it does have a very remarkable fragrance. It affects us in a very sort of visceral manner, in that it's an example of a sense that totally cuts through and very much beyond any type of intellectualization. You can't intellectualize an odor, no matter how hard you try. Whether it be fine Jinko or ripe dung, you can never put it into words. When we burn Jinko in the Zendo, it is burned on a lump of hot charcoal, which is the reason we can't burn or don't burn stick incense. If you put stick incense near the lump of charcoal, it will ignite at the bottom and fall over. Jinko is very, very rare and very, very, very expensive. It's actually more expensive on a weight basis than gold. And there are literally pieces of Jinko that are national treasures of Japan. I've seen photographs of one such piece of wood that's perhaps this large in a case, and you can see they have various parts of this piece of wood that have been chipped off and marked as to the date that this little piece was taken off. And this scent from this national treasure piece of Jinko is absolutely phenomenal, it is said. I've never smelled it. I don't know how often they burn it or who even makes the decision. But it's kind of remarkable to see this piece of wood venerated. Each batch of Jinko is very, very different in character. There are many different nuances and subtleties. There are different grades of Jinko. What we're burning today is a particularly fine grade, not the finest, but up there, very much up there. Extremely expensive. And a rare treat, a rare treat. But month, we deserve a treat. Particularly today.
So, any commentary? Questions? Answers? Ruminations? Wisdom in silence.
When I walked in the Aikikai this morning, I noticed something.
What did anybody else notice anything?
The door was open.
No.
Somebody has spilled something in the entryway and made a mess. So for the remainder of our Zazen practice today, we are going to do Samu Zazen. Are we familiar with this term? What does Samu mean?
Oi.
Work. 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 So let us put away our fine sitting equipment, gather up some brooms and rags, and let's clean up this place. There's dust under that desk, the tops of the radiators, that dais over there, front door, clean, 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 tops of pictures, clean, clean.